Radio.org. It's web streaming. I'm Mike.
I'm Bob.
Yeah. And we have in the studio with us Tori Silva.
Hi.
Hi, Tori. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Pretty good. We will be in a few minutes. We'll be going back to Tori, and we're going to be playing some live and asking her some questions. We're going to play a PSA and another song, and we'll be right back.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
That was Lily Black from My Own Hero, Leave Me Alone. Really great CD. It's been out a little while. And they've been playing around the Cambridge-Boston area. I suggest you see them. They play a lot of the Sunday matinees at the Middle East. Sitting across from me, very great smile with guitar in hand. Yeah. Tori Silva, how you doing?
Doing really great. How are you?
Good. My microphone just walked away from me. I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't like me today. So we are having you in here to do a little interview and some playing some music. I see you have a nice tailor there.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So why don't you give us a little background when you got your feet wet, how long you've been playing?
Sure. I started playing guitar when I was 12, so it's been like 12 years now. So it's been a while, and you know, it kind of happened randomly. I was never like wanting to play the guitar. I just started. Someone handed me one. I was like, okay, I'll try this.
Like a demon or something.
Like a demon. Yeah. Like I signed up for this class actually called School of Rock. I was at a summer camp, and then I was really excited to play the drums. And then they handed me a guitar, and I was like, oh, guitar. I didn't really want to play this. But then I just stuck with it, and then I just kept going. I started taking lessons, and so I've been writing songs since about freshman year of college is when I really got serious about it. And then I started playing out in Boston maybe like a year ago now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know you've done some open mics. What are some of the places you've been playing?
Like shows?
Yes.
My most recent one was at the Middle East upstairs, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have... one coming up soon at O'Brien's. Just a little bit. I've played at Club Hasim now, like their Campfire Festival, and I've opened for someone. So I've been trying to go everywhere.
You like that?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun.
You meet a lot of people, a lot of camaraderie.
Definitely. Sure, yeah, it's like great. That. It's great to talk about music with people. So.
Yeah, that's great. You handed me your CD.
Yeah.
And tell the people the name of your CD.
Sure, it's a Observera, which means observe in Norwegian.
Oh.
I just thought
I couldn't read right.
No, I know. A lot of people are like, did you just spell observe wrong? And I'm like, no, I swear. It's the title. The album is like based off a lot of the songs are based off observations I've had just walking around. And then the Norwegian came in just because I found like a lot of, I guess that's like my heritage, and I'm like proud of it. And then I've just felt like a lot of just like a sense of belonging with it. So I felt like that was like a good, like I felt like really good about calling it a Norwegian word.
It's kind of like a drawing or a painting of some high peaks, mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my really good friends painted that for me, so it was really nice she was able to help.
You didn't put yourself in the picture, though.
Yeah, I know.
You could be there.
Yeah, it could be there. Yeah, on the front cover.
Could be at the peak. We just not seeing you.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you have a Norwegian, you said Norwegian?
A little bit, a little Norwegian heritage. So.
Yeah. Nobody ever says play Norwegian wood, right?
I have played that once out.
Yes.
Beatles,
I guess they had it going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to cover any band, I mean, the Beatles are pretty good.
I know.
To cover.
So how would you like to start us off with a song?
I'd love to.
You can set that up and tell us what you're going to be playing for
us. Sure. I guess the first one I'll play, it's on the album. It was inspired a lot by the Black Keys. I'm a huge fan of the Black Keys, and just kind of got me into that like bluesier sound.
What's the name of the song?
This one's called I've Been Stressin'.
Okay.
And usually I play it like on electric, and then on the album there's like a full band, so it's like a different feel with acoustic, but I like it just the same.
Okay.
All right. Well, I've been stressin'. Well, I've been stressing about it all, about it all. Well, I've been stressing. Well, I've been stressing about it all, about it all. And I'm tired. Won't you give me time? Well, I've been. Well, I've been thinking about it all.
draw a blank, faceless stare on the wall as the sky turns black. It's not so easy to give up, but it's so damn tempting to. Well, I'm still learning how to breathe, even though I've been floating, the water feels steep. Well, I've got just as much a chance to learn to swim as anyone. Oh, I can hold the plug and see what floats in. Ha ha. Well, I just can't go to sleep. Oh.
Thank you. You guys are a great audience.
And how does your influences influence your songwritings? Or do you, are they not part of your influences when you're writing? Do you see things during the day? What is the process?
Sure. I think, yeah, my influences definitely have like a huge impact on my playing a little bit. Like I just kind of get ideas from them. One of my favorite artists, he changes up the keys a lot and like the tempo, and I've like really tried to and use that in my own guitar playing just because I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I kind of copy off their style, but also try to, you know, keep it my own idea. And then lyrics wise, like I said, it's just like most of my songs on that album are off like observations I've had. So it's just kind of like as I'm walking, I just start thinking about stuff or like eating cereal at home. So,
yeah. Cereal is important.
It is important.
Not too much sugar, right?
Not too much sugar, yeah. Sometimes.
Where did you record your CD?
I recorded it at the record company. It's it's like in Dorchester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a really great studio. Very affordable and really cool place.
How long did it take you to record your CD?
So we started recording in January and then finished about early April.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to get it mixed, and then it all came together and I was able to start selling it the end of May.
Oh,
so it was a pretty quick process. Yeah, I started like a GoFundMe page and that took maybe about a month, and then so it was really cool how quickly it all came together and I was able to like start recording and have people to help me out. So it was a really great experience.
Are you thinking about your next CD yet?
I am. Yeah, I've already written a couple songs and I've already thought about like different sounds I want to try to incorporate. And
yeah.
So I'm really excited about starting that whole thing up again.
Having done the first one, would it change your process, or are you going to try to stay with the process you did on your first CD?
Yeah, I mean, the process I did, like I really enjoyed it. I mean, we kind of took our time because we'd have a record session and then then it would be like a month later we'd record again. So we try to get like two or three songs in per recording session, so it just kind of gave enough time to like figure out like flexibility, like new ideas for songs within that month before recording the next few songs. So that all worked out really well. I really want to do like keys in the next one. I'm thinking like a nice little organy sounds. We'll see how that goes.
That's great. On your CD, the first song is "There's No Need,"
mm-hmm.
And when you put out the way it was going to be set out, mm-hmm. did you decide that certain songs were going to be in certain placements?
A little bit, yeah. I thought I'm definitely into like sequencing, so it kind of starts like that one starts with really like chunky. I don't know the word, like a really like dirty kind of sounding guitar a little bit. So I thought it was like a nice hook. And then it kind of ends. I have two acoustic songs, like purely acoustic, and they're at the end. So I thought, I mean, kind of when I write songs, I like to have like a beginning part, and then I like trying to like change it up throughout. And so I feel like as a whole, the album does that. Like it starts out kind of fast and chunky.
You want to take them on a journey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Do you write differently on acoustic than you do electric?
I think I do a bit. Yeah. It's like the acoustic is more.
Your acoustic is maybe your Joni Mitchell and your electric is your Keith Richards?
Sure, exactly. That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, would you like to play another song for us?
Sure. Do you want to? I can do this. No need.
You could do that.
Let's try that one.
If you were in the studio, she's doing these finger stretches with her chords that I don't even do anymore because my hands are being knots.
Uh-huh.
When you, there's a lot of discussion going on. I like to throw this out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will cite, you know, like, the new pop star that everybody's talking about that just put a record out. And they will talk about, could you get that for me? Thank you. Named Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
And some people say that she's an influence, and then some people say that she's basically maybe projecting a good or not so good image. I'm just, as a singer-songwriter, I'm just figured I'd throw it out to see how that affects you.
Yeah, I mean, I like Taylor Swift. I mean, I think she definitely is like a good role model to have compared to a lot of people right now in the spotlight. So you mean how does she influence?
How do you observe her because you're now in the music business?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know. It's just, I feel like I want to have like a, like myself, I like, if I want to start like my own, like branding myself, like I feel like I want to be true to who I am and like be my genuine natural self. And then I guess it sort of bothers me seeing her rebranding herself so often. It's like, who are you really?
Yeah.
So,
do you feel like it's basically giving herself longevity by embracing genres that are maybe more popular now? She started off country. She's gone toward pop.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga did some shifting, but she didn't seem to get that criticism.
No, yeah, sure. Taylor Swift is definitely getting
And there's something going on between her and Lady Gaga and another artist right now.
Hmm.
And they're kind of like...
there's a lot, yeah. There's
things going on the internet and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, some people wonder if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I don't remember, you know, showing my age back in the 60s, 70s, I don't remember a lot of that, but there wasn't the social media. They might see something in Teen Magazine or something, but mostly it was you know, it was sanitized by their PR people, you know. And now it's pretty direct, you
yeah
know?
Definitely, yeah, definitely, it's really in your face.
I know it is. So I often wondered, one of my favorites, Ruby Rose Fox. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
she's
her.
She's been talking great about it, and she's trying to say there could be a negative side to this.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and then I've heard the other people, we've had guests as well, you know, Taylor's the one that got me excited about doing music.
Really? Oh, well, that's great.
But then I guess on the other argument is that, well, you know, is she putting out a brand or an image that's negative toward women or too corporate?
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. My co-host who was here, Aaron, today, would always ask this question. Is there a, and you can think about it for a minute or two. Is there a song that you haven't done or you'd like to do, a cover or a song that you're working on that you haven't done before live?
I haven't done before live. Yeah, I feel like whenever I hear a song that really pops that I want to do, I'm like, oh, I need to cover this.
Yeah.
But I forget what it is later. Yeah. Lately, I've been thinking, I really love the song Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
I don't know, just some interpretation of that. I remember recently I was walking to the bus and maybe it was just the day or something, but I just started crying listening to it. I'm like, this is so beautiful.
Obviously, we can't twist your arm to make you do like a verse.
I'm definitely not working on it yet. But
but when you come back, you will.
But when I come back, I definitely will.
So you've been playing out for how long now?
I started last October, so almost a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have a previous musical background, like high school playing clarinet or something?
I mean, I grew up, my mom always wanted my sister and I to be musically inclined, so we started taking piano lessons, which I hated, but I wish I would have stuck with it now that I'm older. So yeah, I started piano and I did a violin. I dabbled with that a little bit when I was really little. And then, you know, I picked up the guitar when I was 12 and I like fell in love with that and just like the idea of playing music in general. And then in high school, like, I always loved to sing, too. I never did singing lessons, but it was just something that I always knew.
Were you a closet bedroom shower singer?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Yeah.
driving in your car, singing along?
Oh, yeah. I know. I was thinking along the highway. Like, I was really, like, belting it out. I'm like, I hope no one's looking at my window right now, because they're... but whatever.
Either she's very happy or she's having a seizure.
I know. No one can tell, but I was listening to ABBA. They're hard not to belt out. But
It's kind of funny. It's like... they're such an interesting pop band that you'll find people from all kinds of genres listen to them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why that is, but most people love them.
I don't think they pretended to be anything what they were. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, a stylish pop group with very interesting vocals.
And, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the appeal. Yeah, just being exactly like, this is what we are and this is what we're going to do. And they did it well.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two women and two men and they're kind of blending that together.
Yeah.
I know that showing my age, going back to the 60s and 70s and stuff like that, you know, when we were dragging our knuckles. Just kidding. They would be, you know, something would be a hit or... they would be trying to duplicate that in one shape or form. And you'd have, you know, something come up. Or I'm not saying it's the same thing, but there'd be things like Hello People or the Something Something Sisters. And it'd all be these things. But they never seem to capture what the original did. So there has to be really something special there. It must struck that for you also.
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
And as a kid, did you have certain things that are different that you listened to back then?
Yeah. I mean, I was homeschooled growing up, so I was in the car a lot. Like, my mom would take my sister and I on a lot of field trips. So that's like, and they were like far away sometimes, so we just listened to a lot of music on the way. So, yeah, when I was really little, I mean, that's when I started listening to the Beatles, and I really love the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so, like, Bob Marley. So maybe it wasn't necessarily different, but I just feel like I was exposed to a lot of like, good quality music at a young age, which definitely had an effect on me.
Did those rhythm patterns come into your guitar playing?
A little bit, yeah. Like, I think of a lot of the songs I write, sometimes I'm like, oh, this kind of reminds me of the Beatles, or, like, sometimes when I just start like jamming out at home, like, all right, I can see like Red Hot Chili Peppers influence on this. So, yeah.
Well, it was cool that you had parents with good musical
taste. Yeah, both of my parents. Yeah, my dad had like the white stripes in his truck. So, so it was good.
Would you like to do another song for us?
I'd love to.
And what's this song going to be?
How about this one's called What Are You Holding? Okay. I have to do a different tuning for it really quickly.
WMFO, Medford.
Sorry, one second. This one's almost ready. Alrighty. Am I alone? No, I don't think so. Do I feel bad? No, I don't. The clear sun has risen in my bones. Can't feel it irradiate the spots that were once thought cold. Am I late? No, I don't think so. I feel conscious of what's going on. And I've shown great respect to my punctuality. It makes it easier and able to breathe. But what's the point of being if my mind can't help but stare? I'll find a way out before I die. Before I die. Is it strange to see with the eyes? Look beyond the fading. Can't see more. The deep blues and greens are mesmerizing. Calling my name, whispering stay, but nothing feels as beautiful as being unobtainable. The mixture and the feeling of being more, but all I ever wanted was for someone to look me in the eye. Thank you.
to something real. Until I
That's great. We you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. That's in Medford, WMFO.org, live streaming. And I wanted to mention that Natalie Flanagan is having her open mic tonight at the Tavern at the End of the World. That's right on the Charlestown Somerville line, 500 feet right down the street from the Orange Line Sullivan Square Station. And if you don't know Natalie, she has some great CDs out. She's one of my favorite singers around here. I love her. She's a doll. Also, George Woods has a good one on Monday nights. And this is where I met Tori. It's at the Lizard Lounge. I believe it's like 7 or 8 o'clock till like 12, 1.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And then they kind of decide there's a winner, kind of. But I tell you, I saw some really, really great talent there. And we've had them on the shows, and they've gone on to do great things and stuff like that. And I think we're honored to have you from that.
Well, thank you. No, I'm really excited to be here. This has been a joy.
Yeah. What do you see yourself doing in the future? I know you talked about CD. Mm-hmm. Any other plans?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to possibly release a single coming up maybe at the end of the year, maybe in December. Yeah, one of the newer songs I wrote, just really liking it. They have more of like a bluesy sound, so I'm really excited. So that's like the main goal at the moment. Just playing a lot of shows, which you can find on my website, torisilver.com, or on Facebook or Twitter or whatever website I'm on them all. So yeah, so that's the main goal right now, is to get a single out.
And if they want to purchase your CD, they can go to...
Yeah, you can go to my website. Yeah, you can just go to torisilver.com, or you could go to Bandcamp directly, which is just bandcamp.com/torisilver. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
that's great.
Yeah.
As you're a year or so into this,
mm-hmm.
What would be your observations or things that you would like to say to people that are thinking about doing this?
I think it's just... You know, you just have to put yourself out there and just keep going and going. I've never been a night person my whole life, but doing this the last year has made me a night person. So if it's something you really want, I mean, it's just, you're gonna go to the open mics, and you're gonna need to connect with. You're just gonna have to find ways to connect with people. So there's like a bunch of different creative ways to do that. Maybe find a house show.
Have you done house shows or busking in on the street at all?
House show. I've never played on the street, but that would be fun to do at some point. But house shows are my favorite. I love playing house shows. It's definitely how I've met most people and have gotten to, like, when the guy that plays bass on my album, I actually met him at a house show.
Oh.
So it's like a really great way to connect and just meet a lot of people who are, you know, into playing music, which is what everybody wants. Yeah.
Music is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can lift people's spirits up.
Definitely.
Or they can give them a little introspection to think about things that have gone through in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, would you like to do another song?
Yeah, maybe I'll play one of the newer ones.
Yeah, what's the name of that?
This one is called I never actually named it. I had to
Okay, we'll call it No Name?
Sure, you can call it No Name. Well, actually, one time I called it Golden Face, which okay. I'm not the biggest fan of, but...
Golden Face?
Yeah, but it can be it for now.
Okay.
Until I think of something better. All right, we'll see how this goes. Day by day, my head, it twists a little more. Nothing bad, just everything is changing from before.
The golden face of God has been shining through us all along. And get me through tomorrow, I don't want to do no wrong.
We are at live here with Tori Silver, WMFO, What's Happening, every Sunday here from 5 to 6 o'clock. We are very thankful to have you in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And two things. Tell us anything you'd like to reiterate. Do you want to go over your contact again? And what song would you like to take us out on?
Oh, how about... we can end with... one of my favorites, I guess. This one's called Apartment.
Okay.
But you can find all my information on torysilver.com, TorySilver.com. I'm playing at Campfire Festival next Friday at Club Passim, and my round is at 9. I also have a show coming up in Alston, which I'm really excited about. It's like at this renovated outside amphitheater on the Charles River, and that's on the 19th. So if you're interested, that's... you can find all the information on my website. Yeah, yeah. I'm playing at O'Brien's on the 13th, so just some stuff coming up. So please, yeah, just find me on Facebook or anywhere.
Well, that's great. It's been great having you in today.
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to take us out with the song Apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, I'm doing okay. If I'm gonna be honest, not much to complain, but my heart breaks for the rest. Well, I feel stagnant, but well and able. I want someone to come and take my hand. It doesn't make sense, but not everything will. So I'll accept it as a lesson and move on.
there are so many songs called home. So I'll call this one apartment and live a long, 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 long time.
Thank you.
We want to thank Tori Silver again. And this is What's Happening, WMFO. We're going to continue on with the music.
Thank you, Tori.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tori Silver, and you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Hey everybody, look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet, he couldn't be any satellite. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
the rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying